Hello everyone, welcome to the Under 30 Chitcha, where we talk to Forbes Middle East 30 Under 30 listers who are changing the world around them and shaping the future of the region. I'm Layana Bishkayer, here with Madiha Naz, one of our 2022 listers and an esports player. Thanks for being with us, Madiha.
Thank you for having me.
It's really great to see you again. Madiha, before we jump into your journey and how you started with the esports field, can you tell us a little bit about what do you exactly do?
So I play a game called League of Legends professionally. It's a team of five girls, and I was the team captain initially.
Esports is something that maybe not a lot of people are familiar with as a profession here in the region. But can you tell us about how you started and how did you join this field? Where, was the first spark?
It was a pretty random experience. I had just finished university. I got my first corporate job and I was new to the 9-to-5 lifestyle. And I realized it wasn't really for me. And mm-hmm. I had been a gamer since I was a kid. So I quit my first job, which is crazy because it's so hard to find a job when you're fresh out of university. And I started streaming full time. And I was doing promotional jobs on the side just to have some cash inflow. And suddenly this huge tournament called Girl Gamer, Dubai Festival, was coming to the UAE. And it had every region representation in the tournament except the Middle East. So I was so excited. I didn't even know it was professional players playing. I thought it was just girls from random countries coming and competing here. So I reached out to the local organizers and I was like, there needs to be a team from the UAE participating, and bless them. They helped me form a team, and that was the start of my professional career that I had no idea was going to be a professional career.
Okay, that's really interesting. And what drew you to this field, like to gaming? What was interesting to you that you wanted to actually start gaming and streaming?
So ever since I was a kid, it was mostly my brother and my sister. They were big gamers. My brother used to play CS and he used to play RuneScape. All the OG gamers know these games. And I would just sit and watch. I feel like It was an escape almost.
Okay.
It was an escape until it became my professional job. Then it wasn't an escape, it was my job.
That's really interesting. And when you decided or when you proposed to create this team, were you faced by any challenges, or was that was that difficult for you to form the team, especially this profession unfortunately is like very people think of it in a very stereotypical way where girls cannot actually do gaming. So what were the challenges when you first started?
I think the initial challenges were finding girls who would be committed. I think there was a lot of insecurities at first, especially in the Middle Eastern region, that girls were self-conscious that they're going to go on stage and compete professionally. They were a bit shy, and I think there was a lot of cultural barriers as well. A lot of girls didn't want to be on camera. They didn't want their name out there. Initially, I didn't think our names would be out there. I thought it was just, we're going to play, we're going to win, hopefully, and that's it. But no, it was very publicized, so that's a factor you have to keep in mind when doing this. So there was that, and I think there was a lot of there was a lack of female players 5 years ago, I would say. But it's changed.
So you mentioned that things have changed since you first started 5 years ago. Can you tell us a little bit about how's the scene today when it comes to female gamers? Are there more resources to support female gamers? Are there more competitions in the region? How is the scene today?
I think it's still under the works. I think if I compare 5 years ago to now, there's definitely more female gamers. I mean, there's still such a small pool of players still. But I think girls understand that, okay, if I am good enough, I can make this into a career. I think what's also changed is that team owners and tournament organizers are realizing that there's an audience to cater to now. The female scene is becoming huge. I would say it's still much bigger in Europe, and the Middle East has a lot of work to do still. But I think in the next 3 years, this issue probably won't exist. I mean, when my team had started, we were, I think, the only female esports team.
Yes, yes,
at all.
That's true.
And now there's so many. Mm-hmm. So there's a change and it's growing. Even if it's slowly, it's growing.
And I know we spoke about the challenges, but can you tell us about how is this region compared to the rest of the world? How is it in terms of opportunities? What unique opportunities do we have here in the region compared to globally?
I believe our region is the fastest growing region when it comes to esports. If we look at Saudi, if we look at UAE, they have done some of the biggest things when it comes to esports. Mm-hmm. And this is only like 5 years in, while they put their foot in, 5 years after they've put their foot in. And if you look at other regions, there's been male teams for how long? Mm-hmm. And they're just now, 5 years ago, introducing female teams. The esports scene has been present for like so many years, let's say in America.
Yeah.
And we've just now heard of female teams. Whereas in the Middle East, I feel like we grew side by side. When there was a male team professionally made, there was also a female team. So I think that's something that we have going on here.
That's an interesting way to think about it. And I wanted to ask you about something. When you have, you were, I think at a certain point, you were the captain of your team. I know the team is no longer there, but you were chosen as the captain. So can you tell us about, for someone who is not playing or gaming professionally, can you tell us based on what a captain is chosen? Like, what was unique about Madiha compared to other players that you were chosen as a captain at that time?
I think I just showed very strong leadership skills. Mm-hmm. Initially, I was taking charge of everything. I think I knew what I was going in for. I realized that there was an opportunity like never before. This was going to be a once in a lifetime experience as well. And I went in and I was like, okay, your mind has to be in the game. Like, even though we were like debuting for the first time, I was like, this is a great time to shock the world that these girls didn't have a set infrastructure, but now they're a team made, they're playing for the very first time, let's go and win the whole thing. That was my mindset going, we didn't win, sadly.
but you had the spirit for that, which is great.
We didn't win, we got fifth place, but I had the spirit, you're right.
Yes.
And it was lots of fun. I think that's my leadership skills really got me the role, I would say.
And for someone who is into gaming and who likes gaming but want to pursue that professionally, what kind of skills does someone need to be a professional gamer?
I think besides the obvious like in-game skills, you have to be really good. Mm-hmm. Better than the players that are leading the ranked system in the game that you're playing. I think outside of the game, you have to still be professional. You're dealing with other people. You have to be considerate of other people's time. I know it's a very, I would say, cool job. You're gaming for a living. But I think it's important to understand that you have to come to work with the right attitude. Just because you're doing this cool job doesn't mean that you waste other people's time. You're any less professional than someone doing, I don't know, an office job. Oh, an office job is cool too. But like,
I know, but it's not as fun as being a gamer. So absolutely.
Being a gamer can be stressful.
So Madiha, you mentioned that things could get stressful. So can you tell us, being a female and in the region maybe adds to that stress as well. So can you tell us about the mental challenges or the mental difficulties that come with such a profession?
I believe gaming itself is very stressful sometimes, especially when you're looking to, excel at it. Being a professional gamer as a female in the region, not just the region, I think globally, there's many challenges. People don't take us seriously, sadly, because there was this taboo that it's only for men,
Yeah.
I think some of the challenges I faced was logging into the game and being told to go to the kitchen.
Oh my God.
I'm like, should I take my computer with me and sit there in the kitchen and play or what? Or go do your makeup, go play with dolls. I think 2 days ago I was streaming and we just got the Middle Eastern server in League of Legends. And God bless Riot Games that we finally got it, because in the region, the players are playing with lower ping. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with any game comes toxicity sometimes. Not every game, but the major games, yes. I would say. I was playing and somebody told me, it's funny, if you're a gamer, if you're a League player, you'll understand. They were playing a very girly champion, okay? And I play the role of ADC. It's not a popular role amongst women in the region, I would say. And I was playing ADC and this guy tells me, you're Pakistani. I'm like, okay, it's fine. It's not that bad. He's like, you're a girl. I'm like, okay, still, I've like heard this stuff before. You're not coming with anything new. And then he goes like, play a girly champion. And oh my God. Was so shocked. I'm like, he's playing the girliest champion and he's coming to me with this. So people will try to get under your skin no matter what. It's the online world, not even just in gaming, but social media itself. You see how many trolls there are.
Exactly.
But you just have to have a strong personality.
Yeah, absolutely. I do agree. And as you said, when you are on the spot, especially online, you can never, you know what's coming up. And I wanted to also ask you about, when you have a certain job, a specific an office job, as you mentioned, I know it's kind of maybe usually boring, but at least, you know, you have expectations of what's coming up, how things are going to build. But there is this fear when you are, and you mentioned to me that you're just, you know, freelancing or like, you know,
free agent
now. So can you tell us about how do you deal with that usually? How do you deal with the expectations of the future, of thinking of what's coming up?
I think this is an amazing question. I feel like people in the esports scene need to ask this question to the players, like, what's next?
Exactly.
Because obviously I didn't see my team disbanding. It was an unfortunate series of events. And this is very common in esports, especially in the region. I mean, I would say especially in the region, but it happens in like other regions as well. But in the MENA region, especially because it's so new, people, I feel, don't know how to navigate situations well. So stuff like this happens way more than you think. As for me, I didn't see it happening, but I don't lose hope. Esports is growing in the region. I'll find my place one way or another. I'm streaming currently, which has been fun, on the MENA region. So for League of Legends players, we've been waiting for this region for I think 10 plus years. We were basically playing with a disadvantage, whereas like others were playing on 9, 10 ping. We were playing with 120 in the UAE. So finally, we are playing with the advantage now. So I think there's going to be things coming up for sure.
That's great. And, you know, can you tell us after you've experienced being, you know, a champion at a certain point, you experienced, as you mentioned, you know, your team not being there anymore, you lost sometimes. So after trying all of these things, can you tell us from your point of view, how do you define success today?
I define success today, even no matter what happens, whether you win or you lose, you stay true to yourself. Because I feel like with success, sometimes your head can become a little big. And with failure, your ego can get very bruised. So staying at a very humble level that you started with, I think that's true success.
Absolutely. And after trying, you know, you mentioned that you've worked, a 9-to-5 job. You've also worked as a professional, or you are working as a professional esports player. What are the things that you still want to try or maybe experience? What are the things that you want to do in the future?
I think I want to eventually open a team for girls across like various game titles. That would be a dream, but currently I think there needs to be like Middle Eastern League of Legends tournaments. That would be really fun. I would still like to compete. I think with the ping advantage with the new server, I think girls are going to be grinding on the game, and it'll be fun to prove that I'm finally the best.
So Madiha, there is a question that I always ask the people that come on the show, because when we have started the Under 30 Chit Chat, we wanted to speak to, you know, young people from the regions who are from the region who are doing things differently, and you are definitely one of them. You're one of the unique listeners. So I wanted to ask you, out of the things that you do, you know, what mark do you want to leave out of your work? What message or what change do you want to do, actually, whether here in the region or, you know, in your field?
This is going to be such a cocky answer, but I swear it's not. I think I unintentionally did do something. Yes. I mean, there was no female teams beforehand.
Absolutely.
And I think with the formation of my team, they noticed that there was a demand, and I think it's already done. But I swear it's not a cocky answer. It is
no,
true.
No, it's absolutely
and
not.
And it wasn't just me. It was the rest of my teammates as well. We all made this happen together. And the tournament organizers, everyone involved. I think we all together left that mark.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's why, that's one of the reasons you were actually chosen on the list back in 2022, because you were one of the first, or maybe the first female to do such a thing here in the region. And we can absolutely see that. I mean, gaming is, as I mentioned, is a field that not a lot of people know about it when it comes to practicing it professionally. And you've absolutely opened our eyes to such a new or unique profession, if I may call it that way. So thank you so much, Madiha, for sharing your story and for sharing what you do and what you want to change as well. Thank you so much, Madiha.
Thank you so much.